And as a habit, we have a guest joining me on the phone, and my guest today is in Roseau, Minnesota, way up there by the Canadian border, and her name is Sarah Meisinger. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there. Nice to talk to you.
Yes. How are things in the beautiful city of Roseau today?
Well, I tell you what, it's cold, and it's lovely. I love my small hometown, and so things are good.
Well, you answered my first question, where you were raised. You were raised in Roseau.
Yes, born in Roseau and spent most of my life there, moved to St. Cloud in central Minnesota, and now make my time in between the two.
Very good. And Sarah is a business owner. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Before we get to that, Sarah, when did you first discover an interest in art, in maybe creating art?
You know, I think I was born into it. And so from the get-go, day one, okay. I was born into a really artistic and creative family.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, Frances Carlson, was a well-known regional and nationally known watercolorist, framer, and very beloved. And so that's really where it began. And I come from a very artistic family. And so it's always been a part of our story and our experience, how, you know, homes are decorated, how gifts are given, mm-hmm. and so forth. Art has been a part of it.
I have a sense that family history is very important to you.
You know, my story, where we're from, just critically important to who I am, my identity, how I live my life. It's certainly my priority.
Nice to know your roots, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And our Scandinavian heritage is really what inspired me and inspires me still to run the business, but also just in everything from cooking, how we share stories,
mm-hmm.
how we decorate our homes. Again, yeah. The gift giving, it's really inspired by our heritage.
It's a balanced thing, isn't it? Yeah, a balance in life.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, when you talk about art that you love, what do you like about art? What kind of art or form of art do you really like?
You know, I love handcrafted, which I think, you know, speaks to how the business is run and what we celebrate in our little shop. And so I love paintings. I love watercolor, oils. My grandmother also used charcoal, mm-hmm. sort of at the second half of her career. And so I loved visual framed art. I also like, you know, art that I can hold. And so have family members that are expert potters. I have an aunt who knits, and so I love the tactile feeling of being able to wear art.
Sure.
You know, I'm actually trying to rack my brain about types of art that I don't like, which is probably a better way to answer the question. But I'm an art appreciator, absolutely.
Okay. Now, Sarah's mentioned a shop twice in our conversation, and we'll introduce that part of our topic today. She owns a shop in Roseau, and in English it's called Little Swedish. Now, in Swedish, how do you pronounce that?
En liten svensk shop.
Okay. And you chose that name for what reason?
Well, I come from a Swedish family. My primary inspiration was my grandfather, Carl Carlson. Two K's, two S's.
Wow.
And his family comes from Dorotea in central Sweden, and he came over as a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
And in September, my grandfather celebrated his 101st birthday.
Oh, my. Wow.
It's pretty incredible. And he is as Swedish as he can be. And so really the inspiration for celebrating and learning, for me, it's really been a journey of learning about Swedish heritage and tradition. And, of course, not just Swedish. You know, I really have embraced all of my Scandinavian heritage.
Sure, sure.
And that inspired the shop and the name.
I had a grandmother. I'm from a Norwegian background, so don't fault me for that now, okay, sir?
I won't, absolutely. I won't hold that against you.
Anyway, my grandma, bless her soul, would try to teach me Norwegian. Were you speaking Swedish at all in your life?
No, you know, I've picked up words and phrases here and
yeah.
there. It is on my certainly on my bucket list to learn Swedish, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, why not? All right. Now, let's talk about your shop again. For those who are listening, my guest is Sarah Meisinger from Roseau, Minnesota. She has a small shop in Roseau, and the English is Little Swedish, and the Swedish is spelled the following, E-N, and then L-I-T-E-N, and then S-V-E-N-S-K. And I won't even try to pronounce that, Sarah. I'm sorry. I'll
not
botch
a problem.
It. Yeah. When I walk in your shop, what will I see?
You know, it's a feast, visual feast. I think it's brightly colored, as you know, most of Scandinavian gifts and goods and creations are. But it's a real combination. You know, my little section of the shop includes imported Scandinavian gifts and goods, both very traditional. You'll see lots of Dala horses. But you're also going to see Finnish design and Danish design, as well as Norwegian chocolate bars and other wonderful treats and specialty food items. But we're a real eclectic shop in that we also have so much talent regionally in Roseau, which is really, to me, the highlight of the shop. And that is we've got lots of artist collaborators. And so we have everything from fused glass art made by Jolene out in the Greenbush area. We've got the Granitzes, who make beautiful handcrafted wood, Scandinavian-inspired products, benches and other home decor, breadboards. We've got Jean Honnell, who's a well-known and beloved rose mauling artist for well over 40 years in the area. We've got her products. We've got my mother's items. She's the Bead Gypsy. Well-known and loved, great reputation for handcrafted jewelry, and many more. So it's really a feast. It's one of those stores where you walk in and you begin to look, and we're very grateful. There's lots of compliments, and it's an enjoyable space. But also, you really need to walk through it two or three times to catch everything. And we're just really pleased with how it turned out. It's in the original Citizen State Bank building in town. And so in the back of the shop is the old vault, the bank vault. And so we have folks coming in, and they peek in there. We use it for storage, but we welcome people. Go on in and check it out, and then we'll joke with them and say, you know, leave your money. We'll watch it for you. They don't. They haven't done that yet, but we have fun with it.
So that's right downtown. We're about downtown.
That's right. You know, we honestly couldn't ask for a better address. We are on the corner of Center Street and Main Street.
Oh,
in
my.
Roseau.
Right downtown.
Yeah.
The heart of the
it's
city.
It's lovely.
How about
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. And you mentioned the artists that display their work. I'm sure they're very grateful to have that venue, to have that work displayed and sold.
Yes, it's been a wonderful collaboration. We actually have 9 artist collaborators. I didn't get to mention them all, but and what we have done to celebrate their art and to promote their work is we offer some different artist demonstrations throughout the year. We featured Jean in November. She came in and sat in our little coffee area and painted and talked with visitors and customers as they came in about the art form. And she loved it, and I know customers are embracing it because people my age, in their 40s or younger or even a little older, we don't want to lose the tradition.
Right.
You know, as generations age, we want to know about these things and hold on to them and continue the tradition. And so we really feel like the shop is a celebration of that.
It sounds like a holistic place where you have the obvious artwork on display or being made, and then you have the conversation part. That has to be fascinating.
Absolutely. I really feel like it's a place of connection. I, in addition to owning this shop, I actually am trained and practice in my regular day job as a clinical social worker. And so I'm all about relationships.
Sure.
And so when people come in, and we really strive for it to be a place of connection and relationship. And so it's been so fun to see people from my past and to meet new folks from really all over the country is really been a joy. We've had folks from Scandinavia. I always feel like, you know, extra pressure with my shop when they come in. I was like, oh, is this really authentic? And they get a kick about, you know, about that. And it's really been a lot of fun.
You mentioned coffee. Do you have goodies there too?
You know, we do. We have, we always offer free drip coffee to all of our customers who might want that. We have a comfy sofa and a table for, you know, I don't want to sound sexist, but you know, sometimes the men like a place to park and sit
Sure.
and
Oh, I
enjoy
know.
some coffee. And
Yep, yep,
so we
yep.
invite anybody who needs to sit and have a cup of coffee on us. Occasionally, we offer food sampling, 'cause I mentioned I have some authentic Scandinavian foods. So I'll pull out whether it's ginger snaps or some lingonberry jam with some,
Yeah.
you know, rye crackers or something. This weekend we have an event, and I'd be happy to mention that if you're
Sure,
interested.
you betcha.
Okay, wonderful. So on Saturday we are open our traditional hours from 9 a.m. to 4, and we are featuring all hand crafted items, Christmas decor, everything in the Scandinavian shop will be on sale. We will have traditional Scandinavian baked goods for taste testing, and then we're giving away a really beautiful holiday gift basket, again featuring the items in the shop. And so folks can come in and register for a chance to win, and we'll have Christmas music playing throughout the store, and again we'll have sales, and we just want to celebrate the season and the beauty sort of the traditions of Scandinavia, especially at
Sure.
this time of year.
That's this
So
Saturday at the shop in Roseau,
that's
Minnesota.
right.
You mentioned some visitors from Sweden. Have you been to Sweden in your lifetime?
No, another bucket list item.
Yeah.
My mother has visited a couple of times, and she's planning a return trip. And I'm actually thinking about how can I sneak myself into her luggage. But no, I've got two kids in college, and so I think once the budget allows, I absolutely will be there for
That's
sure
great.
for a
That's
nice
great.
extended stay.
Yep, go back and see the homeland. Okay.
Yes.
One more question,
Absolutely.
if I could. How does all of this tie to the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council? How do they support you up there?
We are so grateful. They have been wonderful in that they helped us by I wrote a small grant to help promote the artists in our shop, and that grant was given to us. And so we will be doing some special promoting through a regional magazine up in the North Country on behalf of the artists. So we've
Oh.
received a small grant, which was incredibly wonderful, and the artists sure appreciate it because so much of their earnings, of course, goes right back into their art form. So there's not much left for marketing, and so the Arts Council has helped us in that way. They've also promoted us on their website, on their social media platforms, and they just, you know, and they offer such wonderful promotion just in the different ways that they promote artists. And so it's been a really
Right.
nice relationship. And these artists certainly have been in relationship with the Arts Council for years and years. And I've only just recently, with the Swedish shop, been more so introduced with the Arts Council. And I'm, yeah, just very grateful for the relationship.
Okay, store hours, days and times, if you would.
Absolutely. So I actually have a website, and I'll offer that to you. It's
Okay.
a little Swedish shop, all one word, of course. And shop is uniquely spelled with two P's, Shoppe.
Okay.
So a little Swedish shop.com. And all of those details and our future events, you can sign up to receive notice about our different special events coming up. And so I welcome you to visit that. Our store hours are typically Tuesday through Saturday, Tuesday through Friday 10 to 5, Saturday 9 to 4. Mondays we are open occasionally, and my mom really is the star of the show. She is there most every day, and she always says, if the lights are on, come on in, because she's of course in there probably making jewelry
Sure.
or drinking coffee. And so if on a Monday folks are in town and the lights are on, we welcome you to come in. The door will be open, generally
Okay.
speaking, Tuesday through Saturday.
And again, that special day is this Saturday from what hour to what hour?
This Saturday the 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, and one more time for your website too, if you would, Sarah.
Sure, it's a little Swedish shop.com.
And shop is Shoppe. All right.
That's right.
Sarah Meisinger, thank you so much for joining me on Pioneer Radio. You do a wonderful interview. I just love talking to you, and your shop sounds fascinating. It's downtown in Roseau, and if you have a chance, stop on by. Merry Christmas season's greetings, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Merry Christmas.